Welcome to Burlington Humane, the podcast of the Burlington Humane Society, Ontario's premier no-kill shelter.
Bye, society.
Bye, society.
Burlington Humane is my society.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Burlington Humane, the podcast of the Burlington Humane Society. My name's Doug, and I'm coming to you from beautiful Burlington, Ontario. On this edition of Burlington Humane, we'll talk with a group of students who focused on Burlington Humane for their school presentation called Pitching In for Charity. We'll talk with Janet Kappas about adopting dogs at Burlington Humane and learn about the upcoming Giving Tuesday. So stay with us for this and much more on this episode of Burlington Humane. The DeGroote School of Business at McMaster University gave an assignment to their first-year students called Pitching In for Charity. Burlington Humane was given to one of the groups as their charity. They had to give a presentation to their peers, so I wanted to find out more about it. I'm here at McMaster's DeGroote School of Business with a group of students who are participating in an assignment called Pitch for Charities. Before we get started, let me go around and just if you could introduce yourselves.
Hi, my name's Jason.
Kylie Tapson.
John McGrain.
I'm Thanuga.
Evelyn Kroski.
And the assignment was called Pitch for Charities. What exactly is that?
Yeah, so Pitching In for Charity, it's an assignment that we all have. We were all given different charity groups to actually work with. Basically, we were told to, you know, contact them, meet with them, find a need that the organization was really having, and maybe issues they were facing, some kind of a benefit they could have with $5,000. And then once we pitched our ideas and delivered our presentation in our groups, the winners were chosen and actually given the $5,000 to donate to that charity. So,
and your group chose the Burlington Humane Society. How many different charities are being pitched in this assignment?
There were 23 altogether.
When you pitched for Burlington Humane, what was the area that you pitched for? Why were you requesting the $5,000?
So we were requesting the $5,000 primarily to address issues with the kids club that's running at Burlington Humane Society, and looking at ways to expand the program and provide resources for more children to be able to participate in the actual activities. Currently there is a waiting list, and so we address this as being an issue, and definitely wanting to cater to a larger audience.
So how did you guys do your research about the Burlington Humane Society?
So myself and Jason went in to talk to Megan at the society and had a one-on-one meeting with her.
She's our animal care manager, yeah.
Yes, and so she identified some needs. So in addition to the kids club, she had also mentioned the need of increasing the animal interaction, like for animals that...
It was
enrichment
programs.
Yes. Enrichment programs for the animals, definitely, yeah.
And so she identified those two needs, the kids club and animal enrichment programs. So we went back and talked about it later, and we felt that the kids club had a larger outreach potentially, right? Mm-hmm. You know, it would create more of a lasting impact. So that's kind of how we started that idea.
And when you visited Burlington Humane, what did you think of the shelter? Was it your first time there?
Yeah, it was my first time there. And I think, like, first of all, it's very clean. But also, it's funny how quickly you can become connected to some of the animals there. And I think that's another opportunity and strength of the kids club, that you get to actually interact with the animals or the cats and dogs in the shelter. And it's quite surprising. Like, I'm not a person who has a lot of experience with pets or anything like that. So mm-hmm. I think having that first meeting with Megan and actually seeing the facilities and meeting some of the cats and dogs it's pretty special.
You're right. Meeting the animals is really special. Now for the initiatives, what did you come up with for the kids club?
I think in terms of maybe our long-term strategic goal, we looked at the kids club and the implementation end. We thought it was a fantastic idea to begin with, that the organization already had running. And more of our concern, again, was on how can we deliver this to more people, because there was the wait list and there was that restriction of resources there already. So I think something that we developed and we really discussed as a group, the idea of getting youth involved from a really young age and kind of grooming them as years go by, having those returning guests part of the camp in different age groups, that because they have such a great relationship with the Humane Society over a number of years, it motivates them to stay within that community. It motivates them to stay with the society, to volunteer again, and then you see young kids who maybe volunteered or came to the camp when they were, at the age of 7 to 10, returning when they're 16 plus to help the next generation of volunteers. So kind of that returning cycle of growing up within it and then giving back to it to help it expand was something that I think we really wanted to target.
So currently at the Burlington Humane, we have a kids club that focuses on 8 to 12 age group. What were the other age groups that you were looking at?
So we were looking to expand that from being 8 to 16, and so we would have different programs associated with different age groups. So right now, the Burlington Humane Society has the 8 to 12 group, but we were looking at introducing a youth ambassador club and a junior ambassador club and kind of having them have different responsibilities, particularly with the junior ambassador club being able to be involved with the activities that go on at the shelter and maybe perform some activities as well as partake in fundraising events, and with our youth ambassador club being able to learn more about social awareness and what animal abuse and things like that look like, and then eventually going on to 16 plus where they would become volunteers and then come back in and be able to be program leaders and sort of lead the cycle again.
That's great. Those are great initiatives, and I hope that we can actually implement them. So you're also talking about increasing the number of children that can partake in the programs at the Burlington Humane Society. What were some of the ideas that you came up with for that?
So I think some of the ideas we really focused on were targeting children when at lulls in the school year. So, for example, PA days, putting on PA day activities, or summer camps, or winter break and fall camps. Yeah.
Great. Yeah. So the more kids we can get involved, the more kids will develop a humane consciousness and hopefully stay with the Burlington Humane Society for their entire life. Great. Well, thank you so much for taking the initiative and pitching for the Burlington Humane Society. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
It was my pleasure to meet such a great group of students, and I was very impressed with their presentation. And although their pitch did not win the $5,000 for Burlington Humane, they did come up with some great ideas that we may be able to use in the future to augment our Burlington Humane Kids Club.
Love the Animals Lottery is back with a grand prize of $3,000. Daily prizes of $100 will be drawn each day in January, with our $3,000 grand prize drawn on January 31st. There will even be an early bird draw of $500 on December 21st. Tickets are $5 each, or 5 for $20. Each ticket can win up to 32 times, but there are a limited number of tickets, so get yours today. Tickets are available on our website or at Burlington Humane. All proceeds go toward our animals. So if you love animals, get your tickets to Love the Animals Lottery.
We adopt out a number of dogs each year, and our adoption process is different from our cat adoption process. To help us understand how that works, here is Janet Kappas to talk about our dog adoptions. I'm here with Janet Kappas. Hi, Janet.
Hi, Doug.
What if I want to come in and adopt a dog? What's that process?
So if we have a dog that you're interested in, so if it meets your size requirements and that sort of thing, we will have you fill out one of our applications at the front with one of our receptionists. And then once you're finished that, the adoption counselor will come and talk to you. If it's an adult dog, we have a three-step process for adopting. On the first visit, you'll come in and see the dog through the door. We'll talk about what the dog requires. We'll make sure that you fit those requirements, and then we will proceed to step two, which you'll come in on another day, bring in as many family members as possible, and we'll take the dog for a walk and play in the backyard with the dog. At each process, we have questions that we ask you in regards to the dog to make sure you're the proper fit. A third visit is typically if you already have a dog and you're looking for a second one, you can bring that dog in. Or if some of the family members weren't able to come in for the second visit, we'll have them come on the third visit. And then if all goes well, we can schedule an adoption with you. In the meantime, we see other families as well so that we can make sure we get the proper fit for each dog and they can go home to their forever homes.
And if I wanted to adopt a puppy, is it the same process?
Puppies are a little bit different. So if we get litters of puppies and we typically put them available for adoption for a set number of hours, we will pool in all of the applications. During the visit, you will see them through the door. Let us know which one you're interested in. At the end of the day, the adoption counselors will sit down and choose the most appropriate fit for each puppy. And then you do the adoption from there. So there's no three visits with puppies.
Okay. Great. Well, thank you very much.
No problem.
Bye. It is so important that we find the right match for our canine companions. We go to great lengths to ensure that each dog finds their forever home.
It was a moving experience at Burlington Humane on November the 11th when we observed 2 minutes of silence to remember our fallen heroes. As the last post was played, guests remembered the animals that served, suffered, and died alongside their human counterparts. Over 16 million animals served in the First World War, and an estimated 750,000 served in World War II. Horses, donkeys, mules, and camels carried food, water, ammunition and medical supplies to soldiers at the front. Dogs and pigeons carried messages. Canaries were used to detect poisonous gas, and cats and dogs were trained to hunt rats in the trenches. Many animals were used as mascots to bring up morale. We remember their service and sacrifice. There is an Animals in War Memorial in Brookgate on the edge of Hyde Park in London, England, that is a lasting testament to their service and sacrifice. Animals serving in combat, lest we forget.
Giving Tuesday is coming up this year on November 28th. Giving Tuesday is a global initiative that is building in popularity by individuals, families, organizations, businesses, and communities in many countries around the world. It is a day when millions of people come together to support and champion the causes they believe in, especially within the communities in which they live. This International Day of Giving kicks off the charitable end-of-year giving season. After the busiest shopping days of the year, Black Friday and Cyber Monday, Giving Tuesday gives us a chance to balance our collective consciousness by giving back to organizations we love. Every act of generosity counts, and each means even more when we give together. Giving Tuesday includes everyone, and together, millions of people demonstrate their common capacity to give. Giving Tuesday is a celebration of Canada's greatest traditions: generosity, entrepreneurialism, and community. Everyone has something to give, and hopefully, Giving Tuesday becomes much more than one day in November. There are many ways that you can participate in Giving Tuesday with Burlington Humane. You can donate items on our wish list. These items include durable dog and cat toys, like Kongs and Kong brand toys, cat crates and carriers, cardboard scratch pads for cats, facial tissues, healthy cat and dog treats, a quarter cup measuring cups, unscented dryer sheets, 8.5 by 11 printer paper, Canadian and US stamps, gift certificates from pet food and grocery stores, Canadian Tire money, and even Shoppers Drug Mart Optimum points. You can donate money, and can even donate in memory of a person or pet, or in honor of a person or pet. All donations of $20 or more receive a tax receipt. You can even designate your donation to help our building fund, which is used to help maintain our shelter, the aerial fund, which provides uncommon medical care for cats, and the Sally Fund, which is designated for medical care for dogs. You can make an ongoing commitment with our Hearts of Humanity monthly giving program. This is a pre-arranged monthly donation of any amount that you choose. You can leave a legacy and ensure that your support for the animals continues long into the future with a planned gift in your will. All amounts are greatly appreciated and assists in the continual care of our animals. You can even give your time and sign up as a volunteer. All this information is available on our website at www.burlingtonhumane.ca. Participate in Giving Tuesday, November 28th, and give back by supporting Burlington Humane. And now it's time for news and events.
Santa pics have started, and the demand is great for pets to get their picture with Santa. He will be at our shelter on Saturday, November 18th and November 25th between 11 a.m. and 4 p.m. and Thursday, November 30th between 4 p.m. and 8 p.m. He will also be at Wren's Pets Depot at 2424 Queensway Drive in Burlington on Saturday, December 2nd between 11 a.m. and 4 p.m. You can get a 4x6 print for $6, a 5x7 for $8, or have your photos emailed for just $10. Be sure to call Burlington Humane to book your time and get your pet's picture with Santa.
Have you got your tickets to Love the Animals Lottery? The early bird draw is coming up on December 21st. Don't miss out on the early bird prize of $500. Daily prizes of $100 will be drawn each day between January 1st and January 30th, with our $3,000 grand prize drawn on January 31st. Tickets are $5 each, or $5 for $20, and you can get them at Burlington Humane or send in an order form from the website or our newsletter. Tickets are limited, so get yours for the Love the Animals Lottery.
Remember Burlington Humane on Giving Tuesday, November 28th. It is a day reserved for giving to charity that you believe in after two of the busiest shopping days of the year, Black Friday and Cyber Monday. Look for Burlington Humane in the Giving Tuesday insert of the Burlington Post. There are many ways that you can give. Check out our website on the Donate tab to find out which way is best for you. November 28th, Giving Tuesday, your opportunity to give.
Our Christmas open house is just around the corner. Saturday, December 9th, is your chance to fill your Christmas list. Come meet everyone at Burlington Humane and enjoy our silent auction and bake sale. Start the season off right at our Christmas open house, Saturday, December 9th.
Would you like to become a volunteer and put your talents to work helping our animals? Be sure to fill out a volunteer application and attend our volunteer orientation sessions. The volunteer application can be found on our website, and our volunteer orientation sessions happen about once a month. Don't miss out on our next orientation that will happen this January. Become a volunteer. There is nothing more rewarding than getting involved.
Professional activity days are coming up in the new year. We will be holding our professional activity day camps on February 16th, April 27th, and June 1st. These camps are appropriate for children between the ages of 6 and 8 years of age. You can get more information and download the registration form on our website. Professional Activity Days, coming up in the new year.
December is home for the holidays month at Burlington Humane, and we will be open every day of the week between December 1st through to December 23rd to make it more convenient for you to adopt your pet. Remember that animals need an everlasting home, so we do not allow pets to be given away as gifts for the holidays. All animals deserve a permanent home where the families have intentionally and responsibly made the decisive decision to provide a loving home to an animal in need. We want forever homes for all of our animals. Come in and adopt a pet so that all of our animals have a forever home for the holidays.
Well, that's it for this episode of Burlington Humane, the podcast of the Burlington Humane Society. We are located at 740 Griffith Court in Burlington, Ontario. You can visit our website at www.burlingtonhumane.ca or give us a call at 905-637-7325. You can also find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Thank you for joining us. My name is Doug. We'll see you next time here at Burlington Humane. Bye-bye.
My society. My society. Burlington Humane is my